Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is, another episode of Love and Hip Hop, or is it an after school special? We'll find out next. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I need them to add me in the Twitter link because they ain't added, brother.
We got you. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Love and Hip Hop, a.k.a. Ratchet Mondays.
Ratchet Mondays.
Shout out to Amigos.
Yeah, shout out to Amigos. Our generation of Amigos. I don't know if I agree with that, but I appreciate him for just doing it for the culture.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
No doubt.
He was like, shout out to Atlanta for being black.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what did he just say?
Right.
But
right.
Shout out to you, though.
Didn't realize that. No, I think that was dope.
How black people in Atlanta?
All over.
I never saw them. Every time I went to Atlanta, I never seen one black person.
Like, shimmy to this? Where my capital?
Hey! What's up,
don't
y'all? It's Slim Resolve is here.
Like, don't be shimmy.
You know what it is. The poet saying all day, every day on social media. Khalil is back!
Hey, he's back.
Hey.
From what up, baby? The country.
I appreciate the love. Thank you guys for having me. I'm really happy to be here. You guys are all my friends. You're very special to me. if we could just have a group hug. Not now, because we're busy, but when the show ends, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right.
That was it.
Hey,
Jimmy's Twitter. I thought it was Twitter feed, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm looking for the Twitter feed.
Jimmy V at B.
I got it right here. I got it.
We lit.
Okay.
Oh, man. Trinae Todd in the building.
What's up, you guys? We have a lot to talk about tonight.
A lot of nothing, but okay.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Yeah, that's how we do it. It's another just, episode.
Cisco be always in his feelings. Yes, CC Freak,
you are correct.
Yes. I mean, okay, I'm just thinking, like, does he still sleep with a teddy bear? Like, I'm just really trying to, because he's super in his feelings. Like, super, like, I don't understand what
y'all
type of
Drake was bad.
Grown, really. Like, he makes Drake look like a thug. Like, a thug in prison.
Yeah.
Like, really. Like, I'm telling you. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. I don't get it. My man is just, I feel bad for him. I feel bad. He's losing everybody. He can't keep a like, girl. I mean, I just don't understand. Like, you know, can someone make sense of that?
Bruh.
Sense.
Peter Guns said it right. You are bipolar, all right?
Yeah.
He said that. Yeah. Like, I know you're going through a whole lot, but he's up here, then he's down here.
Right.
Then he's, I want to work it out, man. He needs to go see a doctor or something.
I can see why his wife left him. That's, like, too much. I don't want to come home and you're crying.
Right in the corner.
All the Kleenex that we bought.
Right.
It's just, you know...
It just has a lot of feelings,
much.
And sometimes it just wants to get together
so
and braid each other's
me.
Vaginas.
Y'all
my only friend.
I'm the creep squad. I just wanted to be a creep. I just can't now anymore. Y'all kick me out. Like, it just doesn't make any... I mean, I understand, like, being sensitive, okay? But he's like doing this all the time. And, you know, he breaks down in front of, you know, guns. And it's like, you know, he's trying to give his situation with his kid. His kid's been long gone. Mm-hmm. Like, he lost his kids like a couple of seasons ago. So, and his ex-wife's been his ex-wife a while. I feel for, it's then the whole mother issue. And he definitely is, I'm sure, a mama's boy. That goes without saying. But I feel like he's just doing way, way too much. And it's just, I can't take it anymore.
The bottom line is, give me my money, bro.
Give me my money.
I'd be like,
you said that, so I'm going to say this.
I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to spare you a chance. I'm going to clear for you.
You don't want to come on the other side of the call.
I can't. I can't. But I mean, because we got a special segment for him, so I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's go to the top of the episode, and we see Yandy, who talks to Juju. We've seen a lot of Juju on the beat. And so she's talking to Juju and talks to her about, like, not telling Mendices, you know, she didn't send the paperwork for this marriage license. She's not married, technically, right? And now it's blowing up in her face. Mm-hmm. You know, she wants somebody that will side with her. And it sounds like, you know, that's why she's going to her. And then she kind of drops this bomb about Samantha, who is kind of her arch nemesis. You know, this is Lil Mandisa's mom. And her friend Coco, now wants to meet up with Yandy. Right, right.
Oh, did man. Anyone notice she, that?
Yeah, of course I did. My mom's a speech pathologist. Of course I did. I was like, oh, that's why she's not on the light. Because we need subtitles. No, I mean, it just, yeah, she meets up with Coco. First of all,
Coco with a K, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. If you weren't paying attention.
Right, yeah. Coco with a K. I still think Yandy is steadily deteriorating, declining.
Her stock is dropping, yes.
Very much so. What is your take on this Yandy situation? Is she grasping for straws? What's going on?
When she walked in to go meet Juju, I could just imagine her telling us, pull it together. Pull it together.
Right. I need to look right.
My stock's coming down.
My brand is on the line. I'm a deal away from $15 million.
Right. I bought these checks.
I need to say, like, all right, now these checks. She just... she just got to come clean. I think she needs a break at this point. Mm-hmm. Step away.
I need a break.
We see you trying too hard. Yandy, I'm pulling for you, but you got to pull for yourself first. That's all.
This whole situation was just catty. How did... She recorded conversations that were on the phone.
So childish. Right.
And then claims that Samantha and Erica want to put out to the blogs that...
Oh, you're talking about when she actually met with Coco. In the alley. Yeah.
In the
alley. I was like, where is this meeting? Like, it really was like a sidewalk.
She's like, I don't know this girl. Yeah. You know, we're meeting in public.
No more bars. No right. more what?
Like, there's so many public places.
No more restaurants.
I'm going to meet her around the corner by the Quickie Mart. The whole Coco situation was super suspect. What game... She has to have some kind of game to come out of nowhere and actually talk to Yandy and kind of mention this information. Like, why would she sell out? That's her best friend or her friend or whatever. What? Why does she need to sell out her best friend?
Money talks.
The checks walk.
Checks, that's true. There's
she,
about these checks.
And she about them checks.
And Yandy story did, plot.
Right. And, right. Oh, we need a spin. We need a spin. Where can we spin this at? But, I mean, obviously, you know, to keep that kind of momentum going between the trifecta of Erica and Samantha and Yandy kind of going at it, it would make sense to kind of bring up something else, especially if it's like dying out or what have you. And Yandy even kind of calls her out, like, what is this? Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And she's trying to, because originally she lured her because she said it was about Lil Mendices.
A whole other.
She wanted to talk to her about Lil Mendices. Yeah. And then she flips it and then starts talking.
She's
this
like,
whole...
like D'Angelo Russell, like,
lightweight.
Like, who does that?
Lightweight, yeah.
It's like a bad version of, like, a mystery show.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, we're going... I have this one informant.
Right.
I can't tell the name.
Dime right. One.
It's really just, like, a power play, too. I feel like people, you know, do that when they're, like, trying to keep the kids away from the dad or something. They'd be like, right. Well, you can't see the kids anymore. So she was just kind of like, well... She's not going to meet with me any kind of other way, so let me just say that it has something to do with Lil Mendices.
Right.
Like, that was pretty foul. Like, what if it was really, like, an emergency and you're over here? I don't know. I feel like this show, like, plays on emergencies, and I just...
Well, it's.
I feel like it's hella weird.
It's interesting you say that because that actually happened to Yandy. If you remember, in the previous season, Mendices played her, saying that it was a situation
the kids to get her there,
and she's like bugging out, too busy. She was bugging out, so really, that's kind of you can call karma on that.
That's right,
because that definitely happened to her. I don't know. I mean, I think it's all you know, shaky, spooky, whatever you want to call it. I definitely think this whole show is shaky and spooky. Yeah, really. it's turning into a soap opera slash after school special. It really is. I don't know. But I mean, obviously, you know, we're going to see more with that as we saw in the previews when, you know, she confronts, you know, her, you know, Samantha. Let's talk about Black Love.
Something good. Here we go.
I'm there.
Yep.
This is the saving grace of this show.
Yeah, it really is.
The only reason now that we're watching. Oh, can I get a witness?
Literally, I'm sitting there like, are we done with this Yandy shit?
Can I get a witness?
Where's the good stuff?
Right. So, right. I mean, I love this because I love Papoose's determination of like, I want another baby.
Yeah.
I hit it at the park last night.
I'm swinging for the fences.
Let me gift wrap this EBT. I mean, pregnancy.
Whoa.
EBT.
You got the snaps on deck?
Whoa.
You got the snaps?
You can get pregnancy EBT, test with EBT now? EBT? Yo, we lit. we in there.
What's in these bugs?
But the EBT. Pregnancy right, test, right, though, that right. was a smooth there. That was. So
kind of.
My question is, do they normally have sex without or with condoms in?
Probably. I mean, I've never been there when they do it.
He acts like we know.
Yeah, I'm saying, there's different types of birth control out there,
like,
you know?
She's probably not on birth control because they're married, but there is, like, a time, ladies, where, you know...
Tell
you
us.
Can pre-schedule when you want to.
Well, there's times where like you're more fertile.
There's times when you're more fertile and when you're then, not. Right. So he probably could be.
Let me copy this down.
Pull out. The pull out method. It's 99.0. I don't know.
But pull out method has worked for me thus far, fellas. So
listen, pull out game strong.
His pull out game though. She has a ring on the finger, so when you're married, you know, for him, he's like, hey,
you
shacking
up.
I'm not doing it.
I mean, I think, well, yeah.
I'm staying in all game.
Pull out where? I'm home.
That wedding was how much now? I'm not pulling out.
I'm getting a baby. I'm going to have a seed. I'm just saying. That's what I'm doing. No, I mean, it's answering the question we kind of roundabout did. I mean, obviously they're doing certain things to prevent, like you said, certain times of the month. He's basically saying, I hit it out the park. So if he's giving her the pregnancy test, he obviously, they weren't using a condom, obviously. So he's probably saying like this, I think this is it. And she's like, well, I don't know, type thing. And so it's a possibility that she obviously could be pregnant. And she even said, I'll take the test. Maybe I'll let you know, maybe not, you know, type thing.
Which she's is funny. So kind of damn funny.
They go back and forth.
It was goals. He was like, a woman can work and have babies at the same time.
Even when they tried to play off like, oh, I fired him. Yeah. He gonna be mad when he sees the new person and she's pregnant. And he's mad that like, oh, so she can work and I'm pregnant.
See, what can you
do? I was like,
you know, ladies, get you a Papoose.
I needs me a Remy, okay?
Exactly.
Papoose for Remy on stage, 9 months pregnant.
Damn
right.
I'm all the way up with my baby up.
She can do it though. Look at Beyonce. I'm not saying that, of course, their like level is different.
Sure.
Their career is different, but you know, it is possible to like.
For a female to perform.
Yeah, to perform. And, you know, a lot of artists have done it. I mean, they've performed pregnant. It happens, but she could basically put out an album, you know, be pregnant, record an album while she's pregnant.
Right.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, strategically, if they have a game plan, if they have a right brand marketer, they can make this happen.
Guys, hit me up on Twitter. I got you. Okay, so also, I'm just thinking of, you know, her situation because, she has been locked up 6.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's, you know, newly out. It's been out for a while now. But I still think she's feeling her freedom. you know, in the sense, agreed. And her career is jumping. And so it's like, okay, yeah, I have this baby, so I got to start all over again. And mm-hmm. she said she wants a baby, but it's like, for her, she's not gung-ho about the timing. And he's like, I want it now. You told me, I put it on, got married 365 days later, you know.
Your contract's about to expire, girl.
And so he's like really wanting this child. And so her thing is like, can I, you know, get my freedom cracking for a second? Can I, you know, keep making these records and make things pop and shake and stuff like that? So I can feel her on that.
Yeah, I feel both of them, actually. And I'm not really leaning one way or the other. I just enjoy watching them go back and forth about this issue that they're having. Like, I'm here for it. I know. I know. It's like, I'm here for it. Yes.
Yes.
You guys.
Oh, my
God. You guys are making me blow.
I hope I can find that one day.
Oh, man. No, I love them together, though. I do love them together. I love their how they, you know, get along. And just spin how off. They just, for sure. Yes. I can spin totally off. See that. That'll I can totally see much, that. That I can totally see that.
Better than what Stevie J and
Johnson did. Yeah, for real.
Nightmare.
And then we even had, there was one, the first one, which was...
Jim Jones and Chrissy.
That's right, which didn't do well. But but I think there was a different dynamic with them. Just saying.
Love you want marry a nigga?
Rough right now.
It's too popped up.
That's the
Jim Jones is the type of dude.
That was engaged. The difference.
Just like Gucci did.
Right. You got it. What the shit or not? It cost me a lot of money.
Can I get some more fries, please? Like, good. Let's talk about self and this triangle he's manipulating or fun's trying over. To
back to
equal opportunity prejudice. We got to cover it all.
You're right, man.
Family friendly.
Right. Exactly. No, but real quick, touch on self. He's got Gwynnin. Mr. Gwynnin himself. Major Galore is the first lady of Gwynnin, according to her. Self-proclaimed first lady. I just don't know, why you want a first lady of nothing? Like, what do you want to be your soul back? Like, what other artists does he have? Any? I don't think so. Like, anyway, Stretch is what's happening. She doesn't like Mariah Lynn. Okay.
Who cares?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I love how they're at the... print shop, busting out some, making t-shirts.
That was a good look for Gwynnin Man. That shows he's got apparel. He's got stuff that he's actually doing.
That's what's up.
And he has a branding strategy.
Right. Exactly.
Major Galore shirt.
A Gwynnin shirt. He was wearing a Gwynnin shirt.
As he was making them.
Right.
You pass them out on Canal Street?
There you go. Yes.
Iron on.
So today with the shots over here. Hey.
Since we're on the subject, I'm selling t-shirts as well. It's called Petty Swag. You can find us on redbubble.com. Oh, Petty Swag. All right.
Yeah, me too. I'm coming out with my line Heartbreak. Sponsored
by Cisco.
Basically. It's going down. No, but he tries to put the two together, which is a terrible idea. I mean, you can see this a mile away. I don't know what he's thinking. Like, oh, yeah, you know, so I talked to Mariah Lynn, and, you know, she wants to join up. And she's like, what? And, you know, she walks up, you know, like she just came from the prom. Yeah. So I don't know why she was dressed up to go to the print shop. Like, and then was mad at her for not being dressed up.
This is just terrible because it's like, it's supposed to be girl power. Like, we're supposed to uplift each other and support one another. And we're happening. Just trying to one-up each other.
Right, basically.
Hence, that's like, why girls
I'm gonna
like
come, and I'm like gonna Chanae. Have my best outfit on because I want to show her that I look better than her. And, you know, she was talking about me on social media. And, you know, why don't we use her platform to really, like, inspire girls out there that are, you know, rapping at the age of 13 and that want to be, like, a rapper. Like, why do we have to, like, throw punches and it's just...
It's doggy dog.
It's real.
I mean, that's really what
it's
it is.
It's probably like, well, you know, if I say this or I say that on social media, I'm going to get this many likes, I'm going to get this many followers. Oh, if I say this, they're going to keep me on another season.
Right.
It's terrible.
It is. I totally agree, and I think that the premise would be different. But realistically, the show caters to the drama.
It feeds off of it.
So if everyone's getting along, kumbaya, then there's no drama. So then people are like, oh, well, they're not going to watch it if we're not fighting, if we're not trying to one-up each other, you know. all that good stuff. So I get it, but at the same time, it's like, come on, at least be more creative with it. Like, let it be more organic. Like, you said, right, exactly. Yeah. Like, and you're not like, I can see if every, like, I'm way up here and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to get there. It's like, no, y'all all at the bottom.
Same level.
Yeah. Yes. So what are you doing? Like, you're trying to. And
crabs in a barrel.
This is what kills me is when Self's talking to him, he's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. So you going to try out, then you going to try out for the spot to try out. Like, what?
He's trying to be Diddy.
Like, I'm like, what are you doing?
This is not LeBron and Steph Curry trying to one-up each other. Right. It's fucking crabs in a barrel.
And it's like it's stupid.
He's
like,
trying to make a female rapper.
But it's like,
he's trying to have a spinoff show. He wants his own his own talent show.
I'm sure he does. so he can have a showcase and do the Gwinnin Fest. Yeah, he'll be right here talking about it.
Yeah, right. No, I just think it's just the way he's going. It just is all like, stop it. Like, you're just doing way too much with that. Just, if you're going to have them on signed, then have them signed.
I feel like he gets off on it, too. He's so nasty and slimy and dirty. And slimy. he's like, man. Well, I already know it's going to happen. Cool.
Yeah. This is going to happen. But it is funny you say that, because then he's like, his smirk is just like, come on, guys.
Come on, guys, stop.
Come on.
No, go. Stop. Like, stop.
Come on. You know, don't be too mad. You know,
And then she... Major Galore is actually a stripper, which isn't really...
Oh, exclusive? Really?
Well, yeah,
she calls out Rylan for her song, I Was a Ho. Uh-huh. And then she's like, whoa, you're a stripper. So I thought that conversation, that is something the world needed to actually hear, because that's something that I've never heard. I don't know who wins in that battle there. I don't know.
I think they both lose.
Well, strippers get paid more.
Like I said, crabs in a barrel.
Strippers get paid more. So I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
Major Glory. Not Major Glory. That was Dexter. Sorry. What?
Wait, what did she call it? Major Gahor?
Major Gahor.
What is her name? Not Major Glory.
Major Glory is probably her stripper name. Oh, endorse that.
That sounds like...
Y'all watch Dexter? Remember Major Glory? All right, whatever.
Sorry, oh, terrible. All right, so Snoop has a launch party.
Okay.
Snoop.
Shout out Method Man.
Shout out Method Man.
That was dope. Swinging through.
That was dope. You know, she's got her gorgeous gangsta going down. Did you see Sophie Green doing too much again? As soon as you see Sophie Green.
A little bit. Wasn't as bad as
I mean, but she's always doing something. Can she just, like, be talking? She was, like, doing. She's always got to be performing. Always. Every time you see her.
Everything's a green light for her.
Exactly. She's in the studio. This new dude, Votto.
Votto's not new.
Is he?
Votto's been around.
He's new to the show.
No, I'm talking about new to the show.
Oh, okay.
Not new to the industry.
Oh, okay.
New to the show. He shows up, Snoop's homie, and she basically, her whole thing is she's going to launch Gorgeous Gangsta, wants it to be success, going to have this showcase. Sophie Green is going to be on her, you know, label or what have you. They end up having a launch party. That's where we see Method Man. Shawnee performs. Ike performs.
Look, even though he's got one arm, he's got twice the talent. All right? Don't forget.
Yeah, exactly. Sophie Green performs.
Song didn't sound bad.
No, it didn't.
98 it Mace, didn't. It didn't sound bad.
Bad Boy, like 98 Mace.
Yeah, no, it didn't sound bad. But then we see Jay. Oh, bless her heart.
That's my best friend. Y'all were fighting last week. What you mean, your best friend?
Okay, this is the one time where I kind of just a little bit disagreed with Snoop. Yes, Jay was doing too much, but Snoop didn't have to, like, address it. Like, you could have just let it go.
Yeah.
She did it, though.
She told her to shut up.
But it wasn't, even that, you could have, like, but it was like, everybody knows she's lit as fuck right now. So, like, just let her have it, and then fucking address it, like, after later. Yeah.
But just let,
like,
her have,
I think, even that, like, her telling her to shut up, it wasn't, like, malicious the way that she said it. It was just, she was just being extra as fuck, and it was like, yo.
But see, the way I saw it from Snoop's whole situation is that it's business.
It's business. Yeah, I get
and
that.
And she knows that Jay's associated with her.
Right.
So it's not like some random chick.
Right. No, I'm not saying that Jay didn't do anything wrong. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, and it was business, and it's like, all right, you're a little too drunk right now, even though this is a club, and this is a after hours venue, whatever.
Right.
You're still doing like too much.
Yeah.
Snoop could have just like, all right, whatever. I'm not gonna make a scene out of this.
I think Jay's the one that made the scene. Like, I'm glad Snoop addressed it because it was at a point where Yandy was in the corner with Little B and they were laughing at her because she was being too loud. So if it's at that point, I think you do have to address it. And then Snoop walked away. Jay was like, "You not gonna walk away from me?" Blah blah blah.
Talking
and
that's about when
you
talking about mom. She was giving me like Scary Movie 2 when the girl was in the movie theater. She was reminding me so much of that girl, Brenda. Anybody who loves the Scary Movie franchise knows this girl was like super loud, you know.
Yes.
The part where Snoop was like, "I love you, I love y'all too." She's like, "Y'all."
Yeah, they gave her a mic for sure. Yeah, it was like,
she was super extra. No, and
I was just going to say, like, they definitely, I felt like, yes, she was doing too much. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was also, like, hyped up because TV, like, oh, let's give her a mic so we can hear her over everything else that's going on in the club. Because you probably, if you're there, you probably can't hear, hey, Yandy and Bianca, make sure you pay attention to this girl.
Right, right? Yeah,
and
laugh at
what
her.
What do you
a
think
bit.
About her behavior?
Right.
Because other than that, like, she's just some girl that had drank too much.
Yeah, but it's like Method Man was in the building. A rap legend. Right. And it's like, this is her first, this is like her first. Like,
I'm not trying to justify her actions.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like,
lawyer, a boo-boo here.
Yeah. But, you know, it was just ratchet and tasteless. And
very much so.
You know, she's just, she could have left that for, like, you
agreed.
Know, like you said, like, they could have talked about that from a different point, but I didn't like how she told her to shut up. Like, I feel like that was, like...
That was kind of harsh.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Like, it was...
Well, I think, too, I think on Snoop's end, I think she's also frustrated because she's broken up with this girl. And this girl is, like, still wanting to be, like...
A part of your life.
Part of her life. Probably want to be together, and Snoop is just kind of like, okay, right, exactly. And so it's like, okay, well, you can come, but then it's like she want to be all in the mix and, like, you know, just
all
because,
up in the video, dancing. Come to the West Coast.
Come to Death Row.
Come to Gwinnett.
That's hilarious. Right. I do.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She's never been to a club outside of Chicago, guys.
I know. She's just she's out of her element.
Where she, you know, when you, like, as dainty as this industry is, like, it's really fake. Like, you gotta, like, play the part. Like, you know, you gotta, like, when you're at an event, you have to know, like, event
etiquette.
Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, maybe they need Tara to come back and show her some etiquette skills. Remember, she was giving etiquette classes last year.
Yes.
You know, maybe she needs to take a few classes.
Cardi B was her client.
Yeah,
I remember.
So
that was horrible. Shout out to Tara.
Cardi B.
Tara made an appearance.
A cameo.
Just really, just basically, like, what are you doing? Like, that was, you know this dude. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, come on.
What is she gonna do, though? And I thought that was just so childish of him and so weird that he would go and run and tell
to
the baby mom. She's not a wife.
She's not a wife.
Right.
She's
never been nothing more than a slime.
Like, he's the godfather of Gunness.
Godfather, yeah.
So it was just weird. Like, it was like, this situation is getting...
He's reaching out. Well, I think
that's they started to argue in the bar.
And
then Tom was like, "What are you doing?"
Like, why are you slapping on the bar? Like, what are you, I mean, because he literally started, like, turning up, like, for nothing. Like, they're just talking, and it's like, you know, he's just like, yeah, but, you know, he doesn't. I mean, he's so sensitive. That's a great segue to get into our Nickelodeon portion of the show, after school.
I'm like, is you after school special?
Yeah. There we go.
Hi, boys and girls. Today we're here to talk about friendship and what it means to you. Sometimes friends can disagree with each other, and that's okay, as long as we talk it out and share our feelings. Can you share your feelings?
No! No! I want my 10 stacks! And then I'm gonna tell you I don't want the 10 stacks.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Man. No, for real. Thank you so much, Steven. I appreciate it. That was
remix, remix. Feelings, feelings, friendship, friendship.
Don't forget where you heard this first.
After Buzz, right here.
Oh man, it's like the ratchet
after school special. Our engineer,
Steven on the down. Steven's
the realest out right
in
now.
The building.
Oh, yo, that's hilarious. Podcast listeners, we're sorry.
Yeah. We have to make do.
This is what it is.
You guys seen the show? Yeah. Come on. You've seen the show?
Yeah. Let's talk about this Peter and Cisco meetup because it really was. Oh my gosh.
Those are some nice Jordans he had. That was
Very 4th of July. I didn't know
what that was. So patriotic.
It actually was that.
He just, you know, Guns likes the country. He just
hey, man, Peter dresses like he's 18. So.
He always does. He always, when he came, like when he first appeared on the show, like, who's like, is that Peter Guns? Like, the Peter Guns?
Is
like,
that Peter or Corey Guns? Which
right, one? Right. When I saw him with that shirt on, I was like,
he doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to come off like old, so he feels like, let me borrow Corey's clothes. His clothes from 2005. We all know that collar shirt with the American flag. Right. That was like so 10 years ago. Yeah.
The outfit he had on, all they had to do was put some cargo shorts on him. That's everybody's 4th of July outfit in New York City. I bet you any money.
But nice Jordans.
Yeah.
Nice Jordans, though.
Him and Cisco meet up, and, you know, Peter is still talking about he wants this money, right? He's still on that. I still want my 10 stacks. You owe me. You block the money. I got 10 kids. 8 baby mamas.
$1,000 gotta go each one of them.
Right, exactly. I'm like, is it all getting the piece? Like, what? How does that work?
Which is shit ain't for me.
Right, okay? Right.
You see how I dress. Right.
And of course,
I'm wearing hemi ups.
I can't.
You were getting paid today.
You've been paid for me, dog.
You don't know me, son. You don't know my struggle. No, Cisco is basically, he's just not having it. He's like, what? You want this money? Like, do you know what I'm going through? And then, like, he really, like, well, first they fight. Your kind of play fight.
A push,
and this is my thing. This is my thing about that. It's like, it's not real when you know security's right there.
Right there. Right.
So it's like, you're never going to really fight because they're going to break it up instantaneously. So it's almost like, what are you doing?
I know. It's not like making the Band-Aids where they would
Let them bleed. Yeah.
They would lost the tooth.
Diddy was like, wait.
Let them go. Just a little bit more.
We in the house. It's cool.
It's cool. No, really. Like, they're not really fighting.
They told Cisco to pull up in the Range Rover because the Range Rover was going to, like, hold them back. It was so weird.
That was so
creepy. You don't want to come on the other side of this car. You don't want to come on the other side of this car.
You don't want that problem.
You don't want it.
You don't want this problem.
Oh, I'll meet you halfway. It's like, I'll meet you halfway. Like, what are you doing? So I mean, they lightweight, not even scrap. They hug each other.
pretty much.
They hug each other, and then they break up, and then, you know, Guns the whole time is like, he's just like an instigator. He's like, I mean, he's just like looking at it like the whole time, like, see what that's about, and then Cisco like, you don't know my, you know, and then he starts. That's when the breakdown happens.
Yeah,
that's when the tears come, and that's he tries to tell him about that. Right, exactly. That's when the after school special started.
Waterworks.
Right, and then my favorite. Man, he's just gonna say, I don't care about them. He said, no. He said, he's like, the U.S. government won't take their flight.
Like, what? U.S. government.
And I think he probably was inspired because the patriotic guns. He thought, like, what's going on? Government. Yeah.
I don't take threats lightly.
It was like they were dissing with bars. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I got 6 baby mamas. Right. 10 kids.
Sound like Amigo song.
Right. You name
I got
it.
6 baby mamas. 10 little kids.
You name it.
I got kids to feed, diapers to buy. You name it.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
I can't. Hey, the show is a trip. I'm telling you.
It's a trip. It's a trip.
This is something.
So
they get into a squabble, right. Little fight. About two minutes and 32 seconds go by, and they're hugging everything out. Right. That's pretty much
bringing in bros.
That's
bringing
in bros.
Hey, man.
The gist of it.
My mother died.
The gist of it.
Hey. I love you, man.
But it really was like...
I don't like Rich, though.
It was like instantaneous. It's like, I can understand, like, you make up because you're friends and you're real, real friends.
Yeah.
But you can't go from about to fight to hug in 2 seconds.
And crying and shit.
And my thing is, like, I feel like guns is like, you know... And I'm just going to give my quotable now, but he was just like, I don't care about the money.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Stevie. He gave it to me. He was like, I don't care about the money. I care about my brother.
Look at him. Lying ass.
Like, and he's just sitting here. Like, right.
Now that's the money maker.
That was like I was done. I was done. I just couldn't. I couldn't. Because 2 seconds ago he was
that's what the argument was about. Yes,
I need my money. And then now he's like, I don't care about the money. I care about my slack. Come on, Beater, make up your mind.
Take away from the fact that you owe me $10,000. Right. I don't care about your damn mama. I'm sorry. Right. I know that was like really disrespectful, but I'm saying like any person who $10,000, who try to say $10,000, that ain't nothing.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
It's very much
when
something.
You block money from my pocket.
It's something for me.
Which is too, because Tara said, wait, so you stopped his cash flow because you were mad at self?
You know how many kids he has?
Oh, he was mad at Rich.
Rich, yeah.
Which made no sense. That's the whole thing. That's why I have no sympathy for him, because he does childish things.
He was in the wrong.
It was like, you're going to get mad. And when I heard that, I'm like, oh, dude, you're really messing up. Yeah. Like, you're really messing up. You're going to, oh, I don't like what he did, so I'm going to get at him because they're connected. And then I can just, you know. It's like, what do you think that's going to be cool?
Weird.
That's going to be cool.
And that's why you got kicked out the Creep Squad.
Exactly.
What he should have done was write a check on that Range Rover and flip over. It's not about the money, bro, but it's still about my money.
It's still about that.
Don't cash this for a couple of weeks.
Until I make another hit real quick.
Well, you gotta wait to the first.
Until I get the Love and Hip Hop checks.
There you go.
It might bounce back.
And then you gonna get fee for that too, because Bank of America don't play. So
right.
Wait to the first.
Oh man. All right. So let's get into. I get my quotable. Let's get into the rest of the quotable. So we'll go over on Chanae's side. Chanae, what you got? Favorite quotable of the night.
I would have to say, I'm like the U.S. government. I don't take drugs lightly. That probably for me was my favorite.
That was good. Okay.
Jimmy's. I think I hit home run.
That was good.
I think
your face when he said that was so good. You were like,
oh. That's me.
Oh, man, no, that was good. That was good.
Mine also comes from Cisco tonight.
Of course.
It's like, well, it's Cisco and the other girl he was talking to. He's like, not Peter, not Rich, not Self. Why are you yelling at the bar?
Why is you angry? Why are you so angry?
You need a hug? Oh, that was, but it really went from 0 to 60 so fast.
I didn't know it. Yeah. Not Peter, not Rich, not Soap, not me, not you, not Mona, not Mariah Lynn, not VH1, nobody.
And all she's like, I got an etiquette class to teach. Why are you holding me up? Why are you so upset right now?
Not Papoose, not Remy, not Juju, not Kelly Coco, not Jewels.
Oh my God! He mad at everybody. Not Steven. He didn't be one of the seasons.
Not Ray Jack.
I'm done. Oh my God. Okay. This is too much.
All right. Show.
Before we cut out, let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh,
Oh, this is so great. All right, so I'll start off, and I think this this Yandy thing is not done. They're gonna, you know, of course, we see Samantha now. You know, she goes ham on Yandy because of the mess that, you know, Coco is probably stirring up. I'm sure. And so, yeah, that's not going to die. They're going to keep that going. I think it's going to be interesting to see. I don't really care about the self, you know, dynasty that he's trying to create. The Gwynnin dynasty.
The Gwynnin dynasty.
Because to me, like, the Mariah Lynn and old girl.
They're not caring anything.
Really, I could care less. I'm not rooting for either one of them. So, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I am interested, of course, at the Black Love couple to see if he should really hit that home run.
That was going to be my prediction, actually, Remy Ma is going to be pregnant by the end of the season.
Okay.
I mean, gonna be pregnant, buddy.
you're gonna get it before this show is over. Anybody playing with you?
Lock the doors.
Right.
Oh my God, you ain't leaving till you give me a baby. Papoose is serious, brother.
I'm excited to see the Dipset half reunion of Cameron and Jewels in
Cameron
the same
does
scene.
Make another appearance, right?
Yeah. I'm excited to see what they're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, something interesting. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And then DJ Drewski tapes this guy going through his phone. So, you know, a lot of.
I've never recorded
going
anybody.
On.
Right. And I work in TV. Yeah. The fuck?
It's like pettiness. It's just like pettiness overload.
He set up a teddy cam, you know, and then caught
her.
To see her going through his phone.
So who's in the wrong? Him recording her or her going
through his phone? Both of them.
That's the crazy
Wait
thing.
To find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Right. Exactly.
Makes no sense. Yeah, I mean, everyone is always trying to out-petty the other person.
For real.
I feel like in these situations, it's like, how can I get up on you? And that's really, it's become a petty fest. You know, I feel like I'll always ride with Snoop. I think Snoop is level-headed.
Same.
I think she's really trying to do something, like in the music industry, really trying to get
she has done
get her.
Something.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
saw her show.
Right. So I think she and I'm riding with Black Love. I'm riding with Black Love. I think Black Love is dope. I think this whole I'm curious to see what happens with the conversation with Cisco and Rich Dallas
at the basketball court.
Rich is playing ball.
About grown men crying over each other.
Right. But Rich is like, I'm still mad. I've been mad for a while. Like,
be mad.
Wait, and Erica.
Yeah.
I mean, not Erica, but Samantha. Mm-hmm. She like from Staten Island or something. She has like that. Well, she's whip your pop. Right. Or, like,
she's
that,
deep.
She has that like Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Accent.
Yeah, it's deep.
Does anyone know where she's from? Leave comments.
Yeah, let us know.
She said, "I'm gonna rip you apart." I'm really excited.
That's
for that.
That's serious.
So.
And I feel
she
means that.
She must have been in the gym, huh?
I feel like she means that. We know we seen her mom.
This is how you rip her apart, okay? You gotta write the name down, okay? Yandy, ripped apart.
I think that's what it means. We've seen her mom, though. We've seen what her mom can do. I'm just saying.
Who?
Samantha.
A pimp named Slickback. Is that who we talking about?
Listen to me right now. If I had to choose between Samantha and Yandy, my money's on Samantha. That's all I'm saying. In a real fight, not a love and hip hop fight.
Not a love and hip hop fight.
The gotcha. Drinks flowing through. I'm talking about
the whole
real fight.
Thing, like a Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But, you know, that's what I got. But ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you for tuning in. We've had a blast, as we always do.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you keep the conversation going, as my man Jimmy V always says.
Yeah.
Comment, let us know what you think about what's going on with these scenarios. Do you think everybody's crazy? Do you love everybody? Let us know, because we want to know what you think. That's how we get down. I'm Ben Lim Gonzalez, as always, a.k.a. Limio Proverbs 31. Check it out. You can find me always at the Poet Saint. Khalil!
Khalil Boo Boo here, Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo, and you can also shop online at my store, Shop Petty Swag, on Instagram, at Shop Petty Swag.
P.S.
Petty Swag for petty people.
P.S.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's your boy Jimmy V. Instagram, Twitter at Beer On That. Check the blog beeronthat.blogspot.com because I talk even more shit on there.
Boom.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae and leave those comments below. I love talking to you guys.
Oh yeah, yeah. Shout out everybody who was in the comment section last week. Happy New Year to you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Until next time, we'll see you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.